The Green Front with Betsy Rosenberg, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. on the Progressive Radio Network.
And trying to turn the tide on the giant oil kill along the Gulf Coast is someone who you're going to be pleased to meet. Our first guest has a scoop, so it is the Green Front. That's why we're starting the program a few minutes late today. Please excuse us, but I was on the phone with David McAllister. He's with a company called Elemental Solutions, and they think they have an idea. They've come up with a product that actually it's not a brand new product, but it could be a brand new first-time application to use this biodegradable substance that has no hazardous materials in it to clean up the oil that is washing up on the shores from New Orleans all the way to Florida. So that's something that is just about to get officially approved by the government. You're hearing it here first. He will be our first guest, joining us in just a moment. And our second guest I'm really excited to have on as well. He is the visionary, Bruce Blanning is, of a new film just coming out. I was fortunate to see a preview at a premiere in San Francisco recently. The film, it's a documentary that is going to absolutely make a difference because it is the best media project I've seen that really describes what we're up against as far as climate change and the solutions, the engineering solutions behind the way that we're going to turn around our eco-crisis, specifically with climate change. The film is called The Next Frontier, Engineering the Golden Age of Green. Bruce Blanning is with the Professional Engineers in California Government, and they are the official sponsor of this film that I highly recommend you see. We'll tell you how you can do that when we speak to Bruce. But first, I want to welcome David McAllister to the Green Front. Hey, David.
Hello. Hi, Betsy. How are you?
And congratulations. They're not quite in order. It's not quite official yet, but you have so far beat out some 3,600 other applicants who are trying to help clean up the oil on the Gulf Coast. And it is there, even though CNN would have you think and other media outlets that suddenly the oil has disappeared. Have no fear, even if it's not as visible to the naked eye as it has been. It's there.
That's
and more
true.
Is coming. Even though on day 100, today being day 100 of this massive oil disaster, they're getting close to capping the leak. I guess the relief well is almost finished, almost attached, so we don't have, you know, millions of gallons of new oil spewing into the ocean, but there's plenty there, no doubt, right?
There definitely is. What I heard and actually read was on the Internet and through the government site was that they estimated a slick that was approximately 10 miles long, 3 miles wide, and as much as 300 feet deep. From that. So there is definitely a problem, you know, lurking out there.
And, of course, it has been washing ashore, and it has muddied the marshlands and the coastline, you know, from Louisiana all the way east. You know, I guess so there's parts where it's been a massive impact and parts where so far not too evident. But the slick you're talking about, is this a slick that has yet to reach shore?
That's correct. Right now they've got it drawn, you know, on some overhead maps, and it looks to be south of Alabama and probably about 200 miles offshore at the most.
And on the Green Front radio program, we like to interview those who are on the Green Front lines. And you have a product that you probably, when you invented it with other principals in your company, again, the name of the company is Elemental Solutions, didn't anticipate that this would be the way it is applied. But, in fact, you may have stumbled upon, as is the case with so much great invention, on an accidental product in terms of its application in removing oil that would otherwise be stuck to the sand along the shorelines. I understand that you beat out some 3,600 other applicants, and you are down to being one out of seven applicants that the EPA and BP are considering?
Yes, that's correct. Let me state just a moment. We work with a company who actually developed it, the product called Soiltac, S-O-I-L-T-A-C, and the product has been used for quite some time, and it was actually primarily used to stabilize soils from dust and erosion. And that was how we had initially wanted to use it. Elemental Solutions, there's three principals, myself, and I'm senior project manager. I've been building resorts and construction sites for about 26 years. Our environmental expert is Dr. Catherine Jardot. She's a PhD in marine biology. And Michael Hedberg, who is a managing partner of IRS, which is Industrial Equipment Rental Services in the Caribbean and the United States. And they're one of our partners for supplying the equipment. And so this product, they developed it, and we wanted to utilize it because down here in the Turks and Caicos, we're environmental. The main thing that we offer is our natural resources, and they are starting to build more roads. And, of course, with the roads, what they're doing is they spray an oil-based and an asphalt-based dust control agent, and also to create a substrate on top, and then they put the asphalt down. What we wanted to do was be able to offer them a solution to a product that is truly biodegradable, and it's completely environmentally safe. But what it does is it mixes with salt water. It's sprayed on. It will molecularly bond with whatever surface that it's put on with, let's just say dirt, sand, soil, clay, caliche, whatever. And it then turns clear and it becomes a hard membrane but flexible. And if they are using it for road surfaces all over the country now, and the military has been using this in Afghanistan and Iraq to build roads, runways, and also helicopter landing pads. So the first thing that we thought of over here is we wanted to, because there's building going on, was to use this for containing soil from blowing away, and also so they'd stop using the asphalt emulsifier to make a base for all the roads. And then when we tried it on the sand, it worked so well, it's just kind of like it went, wow, this would create a barrier that would no longer allow this oil just to completely migrate and keep going down in the soil around the high water mark on the beaches.
Now, that would protect the beaches and then keep them relatively pristine. But what about marine life that gets in its way? How would you try to protect living things?
Well, the good thing, there's a lot of product advantages on it. But exactly what you're talking, it is human, animal, marine life, and vegetation safe. I mean, you can spray this on, and yes, and it's amazing because it goes on, and then you can actually peel it off. You can cut it on the ground and roll it up, and there is no hazmat charge. It's non-toxic, and it's an amazing product. And what we envisioned, or, you know, we're seeing all of this oil. First off, let me start in New Orleans. They built berms to try to keep it from washing up on the sand. Well, the last big storm, these berms washed away. They were putting them back up, and then Bonnie threatened. And we feel like the first application and would be a good one would be to spray these, our material on the berms. It would solidify them, and it would then keep them from washing away, which would create a barrier from allowing, you know, this oil to get past the berms and continually, you know, just contaminate this.
And so what have you heard back from the government? When do you expect to know for sure whether you will be asked to come in and use your product as quickly as possible, because time is of the essence?
time's very much of the essence. But I'll give you a short background. There were approximately 3,600 white paper submittals created, you know, by different companies, individuals, that were submitted to Washington as a means for deep water containment and also shallow water and beach containment of the oil spill. And then those 3,600 were in Washington. They were reviewed and cut down to 100. These were sent to New Orleans, the Oil Command Center. They reviewed them, and they were taken down to 16. These were then passed to the Coast Guard and the EPA, and they reduced them to 7. And then of those 7, some are for deep water. There are a few for the beaches and shallow water. We are wanting to protect the beaches. And so we actually have heard now that there is only one more step that has to be reviewed, and that we heard that actually yesterday, and then it'll be reviewed by the federal government along with BP together to, and then we would be giving them, if we're, you know, selected, a demonstration. And the way that we want to utilize this on the beaches is, first off, we have our 12-hour tidal cycles, as you know, high tide to low tide. Mm-hmm. And when things are washed ashore, I know you've all seen it, it pushes up to the high water mark. The water comes out. Everything is left at the high water mark. What we want to do is, first off, grade with a blade that is a bit serrated, and we want to put one and then come right behind it and spray so that it's about 4 to 6 inches but serrated, and it creates a barrier so that it will not move, and it creates a second, that's our secondary safety barrier for oil migration. And then, second, then, can you still hear me?
Yes, you're fine.
I'm sorry, I'm on a connection over here. Second, then, there it will be the first tidal cycle. That will deposit about 1 to 2 inches of sand over it. Then we want to come the next tide cycle, spray a second layer on top, and these layers can be 1/2 inch to an inch, and you can drive on them. And also, we put our second layer on top. Well, then, as each successive, when the oil comes, it stays on top of the barrier. And then there is sand, but it's can then be removed without having to go deeper than 1 inch or 2 inches what's on top of the barrier. What's also very unique about this membrane is it can be cut, rolled up, and they soak. They made a membrane barrier, soaked it in fresh oil, just what they've got in the Gulf, for 142 hours, took it out, cored it. There was absolutely no oil penetration. And so that in itself is a very good indicator that this would be a good protective barrier. It biodegrades. And second, what they're doing now is they are collecting all of this and oil off the high tide, and then they move it to a big pile, and then it's collected. Well, if they can't collect, it's a big pile that sits there and seeps it down. What we can do with ours is make a bermed detention pond very easily, spray it. It hardens all of that oil that's being collected, hazmat, sand could be dumped in the there and wait until it's vacuumed up or hauled off.
Wow. And have you, have all these tests been conducted in the last 100 days since this spill has occurred with this idea to use this product in this new way?
Yes, we did, actually. We did our testing, and there is a field test video to where we did this. And the Turks and Caicos Islands, I live in Providence Alleys, we all three do. And our concern was environmental. And so, but then when the oil came, that's when actually Michael said, I think I've got an idea. So we did a sample on the beach, poured oil all over it, you know, first off waited for the first tidal cycle, and then poured oil on it. We were able to mop it up clean, and then squeegee it off if we needed to. And it worked excellent. So we thought, well, this is a good idea.
Fabulous. You must be very excited. I mean, it's like Kevin Costner, you know, has had this machine he's been waiting to use in this application, in this case, for some time. And finally, you know, BP and the government are listening to people like yourself who have solutions that just might work. I mean, why not? But it's too bad it's taken this long for them to consider. And you say there's a whole stack of ideas out there, but yours was pulled to go into another pile that's a shorter stack for evaluation.
Yeah. Well, that's true. You know, what I like about this is that they are finally looking at solutions that will demonstrate this interagency's cooperation and leadership and its proactivity and a timely response. It's not just waiting. You know, we're looking ahead to protect beaches that are not yet soiled. And it reduces manpower, you know, and it increases their cost effectiveness, so they're getting more, and it's readily disposable. So it's something that we feel would be a positive, very positive.
Now, is this going to be an affordable solution, or is that something that really shouldn't even matter at this point?
It is very, I think it's very fair. The government has been getting has been buying it and using, you know, hundreds of thousands of gallons of it already, so they do have a fair price on it, and there's a dilution rate. So let's just say, it's like you go to Home Depot, you can buy a gallon of paint for $25. You can't really dilute it. On ours, you can dilute it for the thickness and for the hardness that you want, and you can usually dilute it 50-50 and even 60-40 with salt water, which we have an abundance of, obviously. And so you're getting an additional spread ratio of 50% to 60%, and it is cost effective, and the only thing that you need would be, you know, like tractors to grade and then one to drive next to it with the tanks and a boom that just sprays it down, and then you're just moving in tandem, and we would want to start like about five or six of these sets, tandems, and let them all be spaced out and just move together so that it's done, and then because you obviously have a time limitation on the logistics.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We've got a good plan.
Yeah, and do you expect to hear this week for sure whether you've been selected?
Well, that's what we were told, was that we would hear today, and we heard yesterday that we made the final cut. And so there is one more step, and we should hear by Monday on that, you know, if we've been selected. And then my understanding is they may select one or two and then have us give our demonstrations, which is great. I'd love to see what anyone else has, because quite frankly, if it's better than ours, let's use it.
Yeah, absolutely. So
I don't care
very
what
exciting.
You know, whatever it is, we've got to protect our beaches. It's just going to keep getting worse as this migrates to shore.
Yeah, and I mean, it's been bad enough. And why do you think they're saying that they don't see any oil suddenly? What's likely happening either beneath the surface or something that naked eye cannot see?
Yeah, that's what is actually happening. I mean, oil basically also emulsifies when it's in salt water for a long time. Oil still floats, but it also happens to bond to that, and it gets salt on it. So it gets a little heavier, so it's emulsified balls of clumps of oil, and it actually floats anywhere, usually from 12 to 18 inches, they're finding, below the surface. So they can look out and not see it and say, oh, well, there is no more oil. But when they estimated 5,000 gallons a day, a conservative effort from, or estimate from a 24-inch pipe, which that was spewing continuously, was close to 100,000 gallon barrels a day. So them saying to me that we don't have it, a slick is like putting your head in the sand and, you know, saying, well, it's nighttime.
And there's a lot of that, of putting head in sand in terms of our need to get off fossil fuels and oil and turn to more renewable energy, and that's what's going to be the topic of our next interview coming up in just a few minutes. But just while I have you, I really appreciate your taking the time to let us know about this, and this is a scoop because David happens to be a friend of mine.
You're the first one to get it out.
Well, thank you. And having been the first one to have a green talk show on national airwaves on the Air America Network a few years ago, when hardly nobody was interested in covering the Green Beat, it's nice to kind of continue that tradition. So I thank you for taking time on what must be a pretty busy day and week for you and your principals, co-principals there at Elemental Solutions, to take a look at this. If you do get the contract, and I hope you do based on what you've told us, that would be a one-year contract to apply this product.
That's
which, again,
correct.
Is called PetroBlock.
PetroBlock and SoilTech, but PetroBlock is basically the name that we came up with and want to use because it works so well.
And would this be just something that's applied along the coastline of Florida, or would it be all along the Gulf Coast?
I would use it all along the Gulf Coast because it cannot be used in swamps. It's just because you don't have a substrate. It'd be water and plants, but it wouldn't kill them, but it would not create a barrier. But on any of the areas that have been polluted all the way from New Orleans going back to the east, it would stop more oil because it comes ashore, the oil goes down. Comes ashore, oil goes down. We would then be able to at least stop, the migration of the oil going down into the sand.
Mm-hmm. How important do you think the fact that you are a biodegradable product, you know, a kind of a green solution? Do you think that factored in pretty highly? Hopefully, they're now thinking with greener glasses now.
Well, you know what? I believe the biggest thing that the government, and of course, is interesting, that has made put us to the forefront is that, in the government's perspective, there is no hazmat disposal cost. Well, that works for me. That says it's not a hazardous material. They already agree it's non-toxic. It's biodegradable. So to me, there are three main areas there that they're interested in. And, of course, to me, that hazmat cost seems to be the driving force. Well, whatever it takes. I mean, we can certainly use the money in America. And if it's used for environmental protection, I'd rather it be done for that than billions of dollars in war.
Absolutely. And one other, you know, environmentally friendly element that we touched upon but maybe just spend our last couple of minutes talking about is that you don't need to haul fresh water in to apply this product. And it actually works best, ideally, I guess, or maybe only with salt water, which there's plenty of in this environment.
Well, you know, that's true. My understanding is there's five or six other companies that make a similar product, but Elemental Solutions, we have now gotten a use patent for utilizing this type of a material for barrier for the beaches. And so to me that says a lot, and the fact that then we can just mix it with salt water. Of those companies, we're the only one that mixes with salt water. So it's cheaper. We're not having to use fresh water hauled in, and quite frankly, along the Gulf area there, they don't have enough fresh water.
Mm. And do you have a team large enough to move quickly on this?
Yes, we do. Actually, I've worked with a company out of Denver called Ardex, and they've about a $145 million a year company. I've built several buildings for them, and for years and years they've done federal government buildings, and then so they are already an approved federal government company, contractor, and they've worked all over the country. And the principals, one of them, Ben Weeks, has now a good friend in him. I respect him. He's an honorable man, and he's very concerned about the environment also. So it was a good mix. So we can offer them the material plus application, reduce the cost, and we need to get on it because that oil's coming to shore.
Well, I'm going to let you go get on it. I'll let you off the line, but thank you so much for spending time with us. Really appreciate it, and congratulations on developing what sounds like a truly breakthrough product. And David McAllister, we hope you get the contract. We'll be watching it closely, and we'll let our listeners know. So keep us updated.
Thank you, Betsy. And your radio, The Green Front's excellent. Thank you for your work.
Wonderful to meet you under these circumstances when hopefully the leak is about to be capped on day 100 of this crisis in the Gulf. And we'll be back right after this message to talk about a media project that I'm very excited about because it, in a very entertaining and engaging style, shows us sort of the way out of this darkness. And so stay with us. You're listening to The Green Front. I'm Betsy Rosenberg.